that I've talked about your Love Alone's not enough, the single, if you couldn't have got Nina to duet on your Love Alone, did you have any other female vocalists in mind? Any words that sort of would have fit the bill?
Not really. The only one who kind of really liked, but definitely wouldn't have done it, was Karen O. But beyond that, really, there was me.
That would have been great.
Well, I did write half the music.
Right.
Which is a bit of a first. I wrote the, up until the "You Love Alone Won't Save the World." Before all the rest, all that's mine, I give a little demo to James,
yeah,
hoping he'd say, "You can sing it."
Right.
No. So my idea to use Nina, it was kind of conceptually, I take the full credit for having our biggest hit in 10 years.
Fantastic. And I mean, after your solo project, you've said how it's good to be in the Manics again. Why did you then decide that the first single should be a duet with an artist from another band?
Just because it's just such a an instinctively correct choice. We've kind of really fucked up our single choices over the last, since Know Your Enemy, you know, like, it's the white side, Day by the Grace of God, you know, Forever Delayed was a million times better, and we didn't choose that. Empty Souls is a million times better than Lover, It's Nixon, or Live to Fall Asleep. And this time it just gives goosebumps, and we just, it's kind of nothing to do with Nina, really, it's just to do with the overall kind of image of the song.
And I think it works well as a duet and as just a James kind of solo thing.
Yeah, it's got to, really.